You're listening to Weekend Edition on Texas Public Radio. I'm Jerry Clayton. Officials with Luby's Incorporated recently announced plans to liquidate its property and assets to satisfy debts and to distribute the rest to investors. Mimi Swartz is an executive editor of Texas Monthly and is originally from San Antonio. She recently wrote an article for the magazine entitled Luby's, Luann Platters, and Me. She joins us today from Houston. Mimi, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Your piece in Texas Monthly is such a beautiful, fond farewell to a restaurant that you apparently really loved. Can you tell me about your first memories of eating at Luby's?
My first memories were when I was a kid growing up in Terrell Hills, and our neighbors were Luby's fans, and so they would take me. But mostly, I came to love Luby's when my husband and I had a child, and it was just a great place to go with a kid. I don't think there was any more kid-friendly restaurant.
What is it, do you think, about Luby's that sets it apart from other restaurants?
Well, I wouldn't say the food. I really like the food, but I have my closest friend is a restaurant critic, and I think there are better places to get gourmet meals. But if you just like home cooking, it's great. And then somehow everyone was so friendly, and they were extremely helpful, not in the way of fancy service, but just like everybody, if you came in with a baby, they'd bring you a high chair. And if you came in frequently, they knew you and your baby. So everybody was sort of glad to see everybody else. And I think there was just a real family atmosphere. And, and depending on which one you went to, it was friendly and simple in a way that a lot of places aren't.
You mentioned your friend, the food critic, and also in the Texas Monthly article, which was very amusing. You were talking about how you tried to convince her to go to Luby's. Could you recount that story?
Well, this is a friend who has, a 5-star palate, and she's not really picky. I mean, she's been to the finest restaurants in the world, but she also loves a good burger. So she's not snobby, but somehow I could never convince her. I would tell her, you need to come. You need to try Luby's. You'll really like it. And she gave me a look that was the last time I tried to convince her. So it's not for everyone. But I just thought it was so egalitarian. I mean, there was a place, we were there on election night in 2016. And, it just, we were sitting with all different kinds of people, and there was sort of a unity that you don't find as much today in places. Hopefully something else will crop up to take its place that's as welcoming.
Do you think it's possible that the loss of Luby's may be hitting people a lot harder, considering that everyone is looking for comfort right now?
Yes, I think people right now probably want as much familiarity as they can get and as much comfort as they can get. Given the chance to go to Luby's, a lot of people would probably want to go back right now.
Mimi Swartz's work has appeared at Vanity Fair, Esquire, Slate, National Geographic, and the New York Times op-ed page and Sunday Magazine, among many other places. Thanks for being with us, Mimi.
Thanks for having me.